Welcome to the podcast, everybody. Help us out before we get started. Facebook, Twitter, iTunes. Subscribe, rate, review, follow us. Twitter handle is?
@ComesNaturalPod.
Like, share, page. Boom.
Welcome to Comes Naturally, we are.
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. Welcome to this week's show. To start it off, we're going to jump over to Michael for this week's Mike's Wrestling Minute.
Yeah, I just wanted to briefly talk about how Vin Diesel got too much respect on last week's podcast. That guy sucks. So, moving on from that, and also Tom Cruise is better than Joe gives him credit for, but moving on from that, what am I supposed to do?
Wrestling Minute.
Wrestling Minute. Undertaker.
Coming back.
Yeah, which is, like, weird. If anybody listens to this actually knows or watches wrestling, Undertaker, I was thinking about it. I can only come up with, like, 3, maybe 4 cases of him wrestling outside of WrestleMania in the past 6 years. So his appearances are usually, like, if they're on TV, are usually just a build-up towards a WrestleMania match. So he came back last night, or this past Tuesday, was SmackDown's 900th episode.
Mm-hmm.
And previously, when they had the brand split way back in the day, Taker was a SmackDown guy. So he's kind of more associated with SmackDown than he would be with Raw.
Okay.
And so he's you know, he's kind of there. And they're coming up with this big grudge match, SmackDown versus Raw, Survivor Series match, which Ken talked about last week on the podcast. So on the build-up for that, they had the SmackDown crew in the ring on SmackDown, the team that's going to be taking on the Raw team, talking, building up the match. And they're all kind of started arguing with each other because obviously this is like the one time of year where you like team up, you know, good guys and bad guys, and they guys that usually feud against each other, and they have to team up to beat the other brand. And then Taker came out, which everyone knew Taker was going to be there. Mm-hmm. And so Taker comes out, crowd goes crazy, takes his 4-hour long walk from the entrance of the thing to the ring, which Undertaker has earned. So he takes a really long time to walk out there. And he comes out, and like I was like kind of thinking, well, is he gonna like kick somebody off the SmackDown team and join it? But basically like threaten the SmackDown team that if they don't win, they all have to deal with him. Which was like a cool little, I was like, all right, I see it. Like that's pretty dope.
Yeah.
But then the really odd thing, and I don't know what this means, but when things like this are said in wrestling, they're usually said for a reason. They're usually said to plant seeds. He said, which in an Undertaker, very Undertaker-esque thing to do, said that WrestleMania will no longer define me. I'm back to taking souls and digging holes, which is basically like his way of saying kicking ass and taking names, you know? But the whole WrestleMania will not define me maybe like kind of led me to believe like, is he, I think he's coming to come back and like start wrestling like semi full time again, or at least more often. I would see him like, he's old as shit.
Yeah. How old is he? Like
he's in his 50s. He's got to be in his 50s. But again, last 6 years or so, he has not been wrestling full time. He's wrestled very, very, very part time.
Right.
Like you can count on your hands how many times he's wrestled.
51. Yeah,
51. Ooh, Jesus Christ. And with a lot of mileage though. Like he's been wrestling since he was in his 20s, early 20s. Even pre being the Undertaker, he was wrestling for fucking like 6 years prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
He's been Undertaker for 20 years. So that would be weird. That'd be a big coup for SmackDown, especially because they're really trying to build both shows. Is they're really trying to make them different and not make them the same show. And like kind of because there's no competition for WWE anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The height of WWE's popularity was the what they always refer to as the Monday Night Wars. And so it's like the late 90s. WCW had all that Ted Turner money and just kept throwing it at wrestlers and putting on these hellaciously big shows and shit, and actually overtook Raw in the ratings for It's like a famous number. It's like 120 weeks straight or something like that. Beat them in the ratings.
Wow.
So like there was a stretch of time where it was very conceivable that WWE would fold because they were losing. They're losing money. They're losing in the ratings. But due to developing newer talent and not just throwing money at old talent, they eventually just started getting better and like good storylines, shit like that. Rock and Stone Cold helped, you know? They had the two best wrestlers of the past fucking however many years. But even before that, so that was, all that success was born out of competition. Even before that, when they first started getting going, when Vince McMahon first took over, the height of their popularity was the whole Hulk Hogan, Hulkamania era.
Yeah.
And there wasn't really direct on TV competition with them, but there's still territories in wrestling back then. So WWE was like a New York territory. They're based out of New York. So they had to deal with like the Memphis guys, the Mid-South dudes, the California had their own group of people. So there was, again, competition there. And so they're trying to kind of manufacture that now with the brand split, but it would make a big difference if they can actually get Undertaker to come out of basically semi-retirement and appear on TV and actually wrestle on TV a couple times. Doesn't even need to do it all the time. He could take that Brock Lesnar schedule, mm-hmm. where he takes a couple months off and then is there for, you know, a little while and then takes a couple months off. That would really, really help him. But it'd be interesting to see not only what happens at Survivor Series, but it'll be dope to see if Undertaker comes out and starts wrestling on TV somewhere. That'd be cool. It'll help ratings for sure.
Oh, yeah.
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 Is that it?
Yep, that's it. Now Mike's Wrestling Minute?
That's Mike's Wrestling Minute.
Mike's Wrestling Minute. Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. Boom. All right. Question.
Yes.
We're going to do news.
All right.
Do you want to start with movies first? Do you want to start with TV shows first?
TV shows.
TV shows?
We said it at the same time. We were talking
about, I know, right? It's a thing. Why do we have?
At the same time, but whatever.
Well, the mic just didn't pick up Mike that
much. Oh, is that what it was? It was the delay on Mike's mic?
Yeah.
Double mics.
I heard
double
it with the headphones that I have
Scott's
on.
A negative.
Joe's just a dirty fucking liar because no one can see him.
I am not lying.
Like I said, just because
slowly shakes his head up and down.
That's a lie.
You're not supposed to read that part.
It was quick.
Quick in your head. I don't know. All right. Let's see. TV news. Let's see. How do we want to break this up?
Give me the most shocking news first. I'm going to act shocked.
All right. Here's one. As previously talked about last week on this show, we talked about we haven't heard much about the Immortals, Marvel's Immortals. Well, it's come out that it is officially being a TV show.
What?
But the shocking part is the first two episodes will be in theaters on IMAX screens for 2 weeks.
Oh, that's
what
dope.
The fuck? Exactly.
That's actually pretty dope.
Yeah.
So it's basically going to be like a mini movie to start it off.
Yep.
Like
or
the first episode of Flash. From the 90s.
Yes. Except for like in theaters. And people would probably want to go see it.
Ha ha. Is Vin Diesel going to be in that still?
Vin Diesel never going to be in it. He wanted to be in it. He wanted to be Black Bolt, but no one ever actually officially said it.
Vin Diesel's just like, nah, I'm playing that shit.
Nah,
like,
nah, I'll be there.
I think he's going to be it.
He showed up on set.
He's like,
no, I got this, guys.
He's like, don't worry. I'm not going to say anything.
He's like, come on, guys. Let me be in it. I got to start my comeback tour from XXX3.
Right.
The Return of
Which,
Zen.
According to some people, it looks pretty good.
Ken.
No, it doesn't, Ken.
No, it doesn't, Ken.
He never even saw the first one.
Yeah, he's never even seen any of them.
Yeah.
He's just like, oh, Vin Diesel liked that guy. Yeah. Man, shut your mouth.
The only thing that would make the next XXX movie worse is if they brought Ice Cube back instead of Vin Diesel.
Oh.
That's the only thing that would have made it worse.
It's a team up.
So, sorry.
It's him and it's both triple X's together.
Which is funny because there's stuff that Vin Diesel does that I like.
But it's also a tie-in to Ride Along.
Yeah.
You get the fuck out of here. You get out right now.
It's a sequel and a mashup. like they were going to do with Men in Black in 21 Jump Street.
Oh, like they're going to do with Jack Reacher and John Wick?
No.
They're going to do that?
No, they're not.
They're going to do
it. Nah.
I said it on the podcast. You know how this shit works.
No, let's not do that.
They're going to have a team-up movie.
You're out of your fucking minds.
It's like Avengers without all the superpowers.
And fun.
And CGI.
There's still CGI. Don't try to say that.
Only when the Hulk's there.
And Iron Man. I mean, and Bucky.
Nah, that shit's real.
And Falcon.
Nope, real.
Iron Man is based off science, sir.
Right?
Yeah. Science. Yeah, based off science.
Science.
The fact that there's no actual iron in him. Boom, boom, boom. Let's see what else. Try to pick up the good stuff.
I think we're the only podcast that does show prep on the air.
No, I mean, I had the stuff for these things, but not really.
My iPad was turned on.
That's good. I was reading memes on my cell phone.
Yeah, you were. Let's see. Oh, more Marvel news. Cloak and Dagger TV show now has a showrunner. And it's been delayed, but it's all right. They have enough going.
Oh, I want to talk about Happy. Can we talk about Happy?
We'll get there in a minute.
Yeah, because you still have Happy and you have Why Last Man.
Don't jump ahead, guys.
I'm sorry. I won't help anymore.
Damn right. I already have it on the list. I'm trying to go older news to newer news. Westworld's been renewed for second season.
That's like 2032 or some shit.
No, that's when it's based. It's next year.
It's a long time, though. It's not going to air until 2018, they said.
They have a lot of shit going. But let them take their time.
Why, though? Why that much time? You don't need to take that much time. You made the plan for it. Obviously, you got some sort of fucking idea of what you're doing.
We don't know.
Make that shit.
Yeah, they still have to do casting and everything.
They don't have to cast. The cast is there. Or do they, like, a whole different cast that shit?
It depends on where they go. If they go to a medieval world, if they go to space world, or future world.
So I haven't watched it. I had you guys explain it to me, and then I was like, I'm confused.
Because you a bitch.
There's too much weird stuff going on.
So what channel is it on? Bitch. I don't know what that is. I'm confused.
Yeah, motherfucker. Well, that brings us to Why Last Man.
Yeah, it does.
So Why Last Man is a comic book based on one of the greatest comic books ever.
Yep, by one of the greatest writers.
One of the greatest comic book writers of all time.
Ever.
Brian
K. Vaughan.
Brian K. Vaughan, who is actually adapting it himself. He's actually on it.
Yep.
He's writing with a gentleman named Michael Green. I know probably a lot of you don't know who that is.
Nope.
So he's going to be the showrunner, as well as he's going to be helping adapt it over to... he's going to co-write the pilot episode as of right now with Brian K. Vaughan, and then he's probably going to take over with his writing staff, and Brian K. Vaughan's going to reap in the money.
Right, because as much as would love to have him like write everything because he understands the story, it's his story, I also want him to finish out some of the other stuff that he's currently writing, Saga and whatnot.
The girls.
Yeah.
Them shits, yeah. For sure, that is a thing. But it's nice to have him on it.
Yes.
And
definitely
with it for sure. At least for the pilot. Plus the fact that really the books are it's done.
Yeah, but a lot of things we always see that and we want that to happen because we're always looking at it like, oh, the comic book's already done. There's your storyboarding.
Yeah.
You know, there's all your dialogue and whatnot. And a lot of times it doesn't happen.
Take it, yeah.
Yeah.
But a lot of times you don't have any of the creators involved with it. So at least he's part of it, and it's listed here that he's supposed to be executive producing too. So hopefully he'll get a little.
He'll have a say in everything.
So and it is officially going to FX,
which is
going to
be interesting.
Interesting. They do some good shows. A lot of the more recent shows are really good, and this doesn't have a whole lot of big spectacle special effects.
No,
like say the Strain does.
Yeah,
because the Strain has a lot of makeup effects they have to do and CG stuff with like. You know, Jaws and not like Jaws of Sharks, but like the Jaws of Vampires and stuff, the tongues and shit like that. This does not have that. The hardest part I think they're really going to have is the scale of having big open areas with nobody around, no planes flying.
I wouldn't even say that.
But it's a limited cast, and I think the hardest thing would be the monkey. Because ampersand is a pretty big part of the story.
Yeah, but they can
in books,
they can get a really good trained
Yeah, animal. I'm saying that's, and that's what I'm saying is that's going to be their hard, I think, going to be their hardest bit for it. So with that said, it should be pretty easy.
Yeah,
because it's a, it's not. I mean, there's a little bit in space, but I mean, really, it's just like that's just.
It's a very small bit, yeah.
Yeah, it's not like you're out in space, you're just in a space station, so
yeah,
it should be easy to do that. So yeah, the monkey would be definitely the hardest part, and the one boobed ladies, but, you know.
That was what I was thinking would be probably the hardest part. I mean, it could be...
Tape them shits down.
Yeah, you know, it definitely can be just like that, but I would say that would be the hardest part to do.
That'd be fun. Maybe.
Because they're supposed to be
easy,
like...
Easy prosthetics.
Or lack thereof. Ha-ha!
They can make a three boob lady in Total Recall. They can make one boob ladies.
I mean, that's the opposite, literally.
Right.
The opposite.
Just saying.
You're adding. They can do it.
You don't have to see it. Like, that's the thing. It's easy to get camera tricks to not show a second boob.
Well, plus, you're not going to... Because in the book, if I recall right, there was more explicit in showing it. Not...
I mean, there's no, like...
Not, like, every... Yeah, yeah, there wasn't, like, straight on nudity, but... It was more explicit in showing it, so
it's true. But anyway, so yeah, no casting as of yet. But the thing about here says they're looking to get it on air by next year, late next year. So we'll see.
With no casting then yet?
No, well, no casting we know of yet. Mm. I mean,
I'm sure they're doing stuff.
You go all no names, or you try to get a star?
No names.
No names, because everyone's younger.
Yeah.
In it, in the story, hopefully. I mean, you could get it, but the problem with a well-known younger actor now is they may already be doing stuff, and TV shows, especially something like this, will take up large chunks of time.
Oh, yeah.
Especially for, like, the main cast of the, I will say, five main characters.
At the beginning, you just have...
Yurik.
The two...
Hero.
But by the end, yeah, you'll have like...
Yeah, I think it's five.
Five main characters, yeah.
Yeah. So mine, because it's five.
How long do you want it to be? Do you want each season to be a volume?
Yeah.
Or do you want them to stretch it out a little bit more?
No, I want it to be each season will be a volume.
Okay.
So, I should post that, shouldn't I? Ooh, I have that still saved as a...
As your letter to Brian K. Vaughan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That he wouldn't receive from me.
Yeah.
Because I don't have an agent. I can't give it to him directly. I don't have an agent, so. Let's post that shit on the internet. Fuck it.
Yeah, right.
I don't want any money from it.
And then just link it to him?
Yeah, just be like, yeah, you see this shit?
Look at this. Look at this. Well, this is
look at
awesome
this motherfucker.
Guy.
Look
this awesome
at this
guy
motherfucker.
Wrote this. You should pay attention to it.
Yep. He likes it. Boom. So that's Why Last Man. Officially going to it is the farthest, by far the farthest has gone into production, not just with Brian K. Vaughan, but just in general, because it actually has you know, people, there's a showrunner,
people, yeah,
and it sounds like it says here co-wrote the pilot,
so the pilot should be
written, sounds like
already.
Yeah, should be there to be done, so it'd be interesting to see how it turns out. Next up, a little comic book known as Happy, written by Grant Morrison, is making its way to Sci-Fi. This one's a little stranger to me.
Yeah, it is.
The book is fantastic, but I don't know how you're going to make a TV series out of it more than a mini series, because it's only six issues or five issues. I think it's six issues. Let me break down the premise for you real quick. This dude, who's a down-and-out hitman, kind of like on the edge of not being relevant anymore, basically goes to rescue a kidnapped little girl, which goes against what he normally does, because he just murders people for money, of course. But the part Happy comes into, who Happy is the little girl's imaginary best friend, who is a little... blue flying unicorn, and he teams up with the hitman to save the little girl from a lecherous raping Santa Claus.
All right.
So, my only thing is, I hope that it's done Roger Rabbit style, where Happy is fully animated, because he's only seen by Nick, the hitman, and by nobody else. Well, the little girl, but, you know what I mean? Like, no one else in the world.
So it wouldn't be full Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, but it was like, I want the aesthetic of Roger Rabbit where he's fully animated
in a real world.
In a real world, yeah. I think it would be hilarious.
That would almost have to be the only way to go about it.
I mean, yeah, I mean, you could CG a imaginary, but I want it to look like a cartoon.
Because if that
aesthetic.
If you haven't ever seen the comic book or even seen art from the comic book, it's everything in the comic book that's very real world for a comic book, and then just a really goofy looking, bright silly, blue, bright buck blue buck teeth unicorn. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. So if you just type, if you Google or Bing, if you want to waste your time, Happy by Grant Morrison, you'll see the first thing you'll see is Happy himself. So, and that is going to Sci-Fi,
mm-hmm.
and they have a star already set to play Nick, the
like
hitman.
A really good casting choice too,
Christopher Maloney. That's from right. Many Stabler. Things, but Law and Order would be the biggest one, obviously.
Man of Steel.
He was a Man of Steel too, but obviously the biggest thing he's been in would have been Law and Order. Because I mean,
Runaway
come on, now.
Brad.
Mike, quit putting out your fucking Chris Maloney dick, and we'll just go with Law and Order. SVU, right? SVU, yeah.
Yeah. TV show Oz.
Yes, Oz. He was crippled in a wheelchair.
No, he wasn't. No.
He was not.
He was the rapist.
He was the rapist. Yes, that's right. Sorry. So yeah. So that's Boom Happy. So look for that.
It's
shit.
Super violent too. Like, that's the other thing. Like, the comic Happy? Is so goddamn violent. That,
brains
like,
exploding.
I don't know if
fucking
sci-fi is going to be able to. I mean, fuck's sake, like, Walking Dead can beat people to death with a bat on TV now, so I guess they can.
Doors
the
open,
rules
sir.
Have changed,
the
sir.
The door
this
is
a brand
open.
New world.
Yeah.
And Happy's tiny, too. That's the funniest part about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he's not like a. He's, like, when I say he's a tiny blue flying
like
unicorn.
He sits on his shoulder sometimes.
Yeah, he's like, like. He's very small. Like, he could fit on his shoulder. It's going to be super exciting. He kind of reminds me if you imagine the way Donkey looks from Shrek.
But blue.
But blue. And has a horn.
A little tiny
and
unicorn.
Smaller, yeah. And flies around all like, with fairy dust coming off him and everything. It's going to be amazing. He always appears and disappears in a poof of blue smoke, which is going to be fun. So, that's exciting. Yeah. bum, 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 bum. Other big TV news. Other stuff that's not out and about. A lot of stuff being renewed, but I think that's the biggest stuff. Those are the biggest TV stories I think I know of. Anybody else got anything for TV?
Not really for TV. I saw that Man in the High Castle season 2 is coming back to
promos
Amazon
out.
Prime. Yeah.
Yeah.
The quick little snippet of the story that I read just said that don't worry, everything is going to be fine.
No.
No.
Unless you're a Nazi.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, things are going to be pretty okay for you for the most part.
Yeah.
Unless you're one particular Nazi and then you know, you die. Horrible death, too.
So I'm looking forward to that because actually the first season was really well done. And it's different enough from the book
yeah.
to be interesting and make me wonder exactly what will happen.
What's
TV
going
series.
Down?
Yeah. But I didn't see a release date on that yet. So
it's I mean, it's Amazon, so it's going to show up one day. But like, oh, yeah, by the way, season 2 is up. Welcome.
Right.
That's exactly what's going to happen. Switch over to movies.
Yeah.
Movies. A lot of movie stuff to talk about.
Go for it.
The first one I'd like to talk about, because it's the first one on my screen here, is Valerian in the City of 1,000 Planets. If you haven't watched this trailer, you're doing yourself a disjustice, because it looks phenomenal. But let me give you a breakdown real quick of who this is and why it's important. So the reason it's why it's important is because it's from Luc Besson, the gentleman that brought us Fifth Element. And it is a sci-fi epic of grand proportions. So grand that, if you don't know what this is, which most people do not, it's based on a French graphic novel that is world-renowned and very famous amongst sci-fi aficionados. but it has a couple things. One is Luke Besson's been trying to make this for like 20-something years, but it has a lot of correlations with Star Wars. It has been well known that Ralph McCurry, the gentleman who did a lot of the prototyping and initial storyboarding for the Star Wars series when Mr. George Lucas was still first making it, used a lot of stuff out of this, mm-hmm. Including the original design for not only the lightsabers, but Darth Vader himself, C-3PO, and Chewbacca all come from directly out of Valerian. So it's interesting.
So that will be interesting to see, like, how close those characters will look to each other.
Yeah.
Of course, that also brings up the fact that people who don't know about this are going to see it and just right away.
It's a Star Wars ripoff.
Star Wars ripoff. So that's going to hurt it, but we'll see how badly it hurts it.
Yeah. It also depends on if they go directly and make it look like they did in the graphic novel, because they could change what it looks like and be
easy.
They
absolutely could, yeah.
So I'm not saying they stole Chewbacca directly out of it, but there is a race of creatures that look a lot like Wookiees that are in it.
They're called Ewoks?
They're not called Ewoks. Ewoks were a byproduct of not having enough money and time to cast a bunch of tall people in hairy suits. So instead they got a bunch of little people in hairy suits.
That sounds like a Chewie ripoff.
I mean, it's from the same place. And yes, it was, because so they literally could not afford to make Kashyyyk a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So they're inside, they did a forest moon of Endor and cast a bunch of little people in bear suits.
Whoa, yep. Whoa, whoa. Ewoks, bro.
That's what I just described.
Ewoks.
They're not real,
not
Mike.
Little people.
They were little people in bear suits.
Anyway.
Boom. So you should watch it if you haven't watched the trailer already. The coolest thing about it, I think the coolest thing is Luke Besson came out and said there's not one finished visual effect in the entire trailer, which makes me excited because it looks really good. There's some CG'd characters. You're like, oh, there's just easy CG'd characters.
Mm-hmm.
So they have some time because it didn't come out like March or in May or something of next year.
Yeah, this is really early for them to be releasing a trailer.
Yeah, Memorial Day, I think I said.
Yeah, it was something, yeah.
Memorial Day, by the way, it's going to be a very busy weekend for sci-fi because if I'm not mistaken, that's the same time Life comes out?
Is it?
It comes out in the same time.
It might be, yeah. It
might even be the same weekend, which would be fucking rough for either one of them.
Yeah.
But maybe rougher for this because it doesn't have as many big stars in it.
Yeah.
Because it's got, I can't remember her name. I could probably look at it because it's right there. But it's got Dane DeHaan, who unfortunately played the newest Green Goblin in Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man, mm-hmm. but he was in Chronicle. He was the psycho kid that basically, spoiler, tried to kill everybody. Amongst other things, he's been in other things, but that's one of his biggest ones, if you ask me. And the girl that's in it is played Enchantress in Suicide Squad.
Okay.
I can't remember her name, but she's in it.
Yeah.
But those are the only real big actors you see in it. The rest of everybody is CG'd or other things, but again, we haven't seen a whole lot of it yet, so we're just seeing the stuff that they were able to get done enough to see. But they did it ahead of Star Wars, because I think it's going to be attached to, you'll probably see it in front of Star or Rogue One when it comes out, so we'll see. But they wanted it done. I haven't seen it in theaters, it's just on internets.
Yeah.
But be interesting. Ghost in the Shell. Boom, another something sort of graphic novel. It's manga slash anime turned into live action. Released the official first trailer for that.
Mm-hmm. And it looks pretty good.
Looks gorgeous. Looks very close to the source.
Oh, super
other
close.
Than the fact that she's white and not Asian. But if you ask me, in the anime, she doesn't ever look Asian.
No, and that's one thing that that got me when this whole entire, because I've
the
seen
whitewashing,
the anime,
blah, blah, blah.
I've seen the movie that they did. And to me, she never looked Asian to me.
Yeah.
So it always created like a, is she Asian? She, I don't really know type thing. So I just never really thought about it. So when they cast Johansson as her, I was like, I could see her doing that role, but then there was this huge backlash about how they're whitewashing her, and I'm like, I get it. I really would because I've always been a proponent of actually having
that race,
that, you know, that race, that gender being the person that plays the role. But in this case, I was kind of confused to begin with because she's also a robot, you know,
cyborg, right?
Yeah, or something like that. She's mostly not human.
She's very RoboCop.
Yeah, so I don't know. To me, it's almost fine in this instance to have Scarlett Johansson play her.
Plus, it's an American movie.
It is an American movie. Yes.
It's not like Americans financed a Japanese movie and then told them, "Hey, you have to use Scarlett Johansson."
Yeah,
like this is an all American production. So I mean, they can do that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
but it is really nice to see remembering some of the bigger parts of the film, the anime movie. You see them directly in the trailer here for the movie, so yeah. It's actually really kind of nice to see that. But where they'll go with the movie will even be more interesting.
Yeah. So again, if you haven't watched that trailer, you're doing yourself a disjustice. It looks pretty dope. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not into the anime or the manga, it looks like it's gonna be a good time. Just in general,
I thought the trailer looked kind of weird, but I'm not. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah. And that's one of those things where it's going to hurt for the broad audience.
You're a broad
audience. Broader audience. I'll rephrase that word because I don't want to use the word broad as in like ladies. Broader audience is like the mainstream because it is so different. And we all know, the three of us as well as most people who pay attention, sci-fi movies get a very bad rap when it comes to majority of people and the way they see it because they are so different and it's hard for people wrap their minds around stuff. And if it's not Star Wars or Star Trek, people are like, I don't know what to say about this. So newer sci-fi movies, it's always hard for them to get anywhere.
Yeah.
Because of that. And that's one of the things, like we talked about before, is Guardians of the Galaxy had one hell of a hurdle to get over because it is so sci-fi.
Yes.
And it's not superhero-y.
No, and it
which
really,
for a long time was a hard thing to get over too, is that superhero-y thing about movies. But it's tried and tested so much, it finally got to where it needed to be. And sci-fi has always tried to do it; it just hasn't ever really caught on with the mainstream. So
plus, you're getting into a lot of other sci-fi movies. You always had main characters being human.
Yeah,
those were the characters that people could bond with emotionally, where in Guardians of the Galaxy you literally had a tree and a raccoon.
Yep.
So it was something very different than most other movies coming from before it.
But they did a good job, obviously. So Ghost in the Shell, yeah, check that one out. That one looks dope. Did you guys watch the Solace trailer with Anthony Hopkins and Colin Farrell and a couple other people?
Nope.
Alright, you should watch that movie too.
Okay.
That one too. Rogue One international trailer. I mean, just give me the fucking movie already.
Right.
I know we're less than a month away, but come on now.
At least we finally got the 3D version of Force Awakens.
It's true.
Finally came out this past Tuesday. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet, but I did buy that thing up. The box looks really nice, and the inside artwork is absolutely gorgeous. Especially when you unfold the whole entire DVD case and it's just the Millennium Falcon going through hyperspace.
Yep.
Oh, it is so nice.
Plus, it's one of those things where, like, that's the reason you should still be buying physical media when they do nice packaging like that.
Yes.
Is you really want, that's my favorite part about it. It's like they give you a reason to buy physical media.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty dope. So, yeah, if you are into 3D movies at home.
And I am.
And Joe is. And I will be too once I buy it, probably later today. It's out, so go get it while you can from places. It's only $30, which is really good.
Yeah, $30.
It's because it's not 4K. I think is really a big thing about it. It's not because it's not 4K. It's not $40 or $50 for it. So,
yeah, and I'm trying to think. It's one of the problems that I have with what physical media has turned into now is you'll have some of the movies that are now 4K. They're 4K Blu-ray, and I think they also include the DVD in some of them. But then you'll have releases, like I think Ghostbusters the new one, because I really wanted to buy it in 3D, but they don't offer the iTunes digital download.
That's because it's Sony.
Yeah. But they had a 4K version with Blu-ray and DVD. Then they had like a 4K with the 3D Blu-ray as well, the Blu-ray and or the DVD and
a copy from Vudu
and the digital
right, it was Vudu?
Yeah, the digital the digital edition. And then they had the regular DVD copy with digital edition. I was like, there's so many.
There was like four versions of it. I know
versions
or
out
like
there.
Five actually, because there was the 4K, the 4K with 3D, the 3D,
yeah,
the Blu-ray or the Blu-ray and the DVD.
Yeah,
it's like five versions of it.
Yeah,
and it's like, bro,
and not every place carried it. So like Best Buy, I wanted to get the 3D plus 4K, and we didn't carry it.
Yeah, it was you guys just had the
we just had
the 4K or just the 3D, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Plus, physical media is still too expensive, if you ask me. Digital, I'm not going to say it's cheaper. Sometimes
no.
It is. Like, Blu-ray version. Like, you can buy... It's a lot of times now, digital, because they're Blu-ray quality, and they're 1080p, will come out, like, $19.99 for the most time. A lot of them will come out $14.99. Very few come out, like, $12.99. But that's it. I mean, $14.99 for a Blu-ray version of it is good.
Yeah.
But you go to the stores and like a Blu-ray version is like $25.
In some cases, yeah.
And it's like, fuck you. Like, why?
Yeah.
And there's no extra special features. It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Come on, physical media. But really, all they do is digital needs to be 3D at this point, if not 4K.
At the very least, I would say 4K.
Yeah, for sure.
I would love them to be 3D, but at least give me 4K. At least give me the next step up from 1080p.
And that's the benefit we're looking at today. The I would never buy one. The Chromecast Ultra.
Yeah.
Or Ultra. Was it Ultra?
Ultra.
Yeah.
Ultra.
Is the first 4K streaming device that's not built into a TV or a console of some sort.
Right.
So that's pretty dope. And hopefully, for those of us who use Apple Media... including Apple TV, will force them like, oh shit, it's something we need to catch up to.
Because even the Chromecast in Google, they don't have the 4K, or they don't have very many 4K movies in their own store, but you still have other content providers such as Netflix that
Amazon.
Do offer that, and Amazon offers that stuff. So it's not like there isn't providers out there that have the content for it. Just in Apple's case, they just it's not ready yet or whatever their excuse.
They're always behind on that. I mean, shit. How many years did it take them to get a 1080p version of the Apple TV out?
A while.
Yeah. I mean, it was the third iteration of the Apple TV before they actually did the 1080p version.
Yeah,
because you had the first one, which was essentially not even a streaming device at that point because it had no streaming. It was just a watch your iTunes purchase movies and you can download them to it. Then they did a streaming version of it. That was version 2. And then they did the Black Puck one, which was the full-on streaming, had no built-in media, no built-in storage. It was just for watching Netflix and streaming iTunes movies. Then they came out with the newer one that's out, which is the fourth generation. But in the third generation, when it first came out, it was still 720p for like the longest time.
Yeah.
Then it came out with 1080p, and then shortly after that, they brought out the fourth version of it, which is the current one we have now, which is more of a mass multimedia player because it can do games if you wanted to.
Yeah.
You have apps for it. You know, it's more of that more commonplace way. Everything kind of has that way now, which it does like the different TV streaming services and Netflix and iTunes and doesn't have Amazon yet, but we know why because Amazon and iTunes kind of don't get along so great.
Yeah.
Which is one of the reasons I don't watch nearly as much as Amazon videos I probably should since I technically pay for the service because I have to go to my Xbox and watch it on there or my TV because that's built in there too. I don't like the Sony TV menu and how it works.
A lot of TV menus aren't really that great.
No, they're not.
No.
The Amazon one, because I think it's built by Sony, where the Netflix one looks like every other Netflix one now.
Because it's built by Netflix.
Yep. Yeah. So it doesn't work that great, but... I've still yet to watch an entire anything from Amazon Video.
Really?
I watched the first 15 minutes of Justin's movie, Spring. And that's it.
You should at least... I know you should. You wanted to. You should at least watch Man in the High Castle.
Yeah. I want to watch that new Billy Bob Thornton one, too. He has a new Amazon show. It's like a supernatural thing, I think, or a serial killer one or something.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Billy Bob Thornton has a TV show on Amazon now.
Never.
Just came out.
Usually I see the advertisements. I usually
it's everywhere. I saw it on TV, like TV.
Dang.
Yeah.
The only thing I've seen with Billy Bob Thornton lately is that new Bad Santa movie.
Ugh, no.
Oh, God. Yeah, right.
No. That's not what I'm talking about. Let's see. Movies. No one cares about that one. God damn, that's a lot of Star Wars stuff.
It's called Goliath?
Yeah, that's the one. It's Amazon, right? Or is it Hulu? No, it's Amazon. I thought I could swear it was Amazon. What did it say, Mike?
Amazon.
Ah, fucking knew it. Even though I downed myself twice in a row.
William Hurt's in it. Huh?
Yeah, there's a lot of big people in it. It looks pretty dope. Let's see. We talked about Fantastic Beasts 2. Talked about Doctor Strange. Beauty and the Beast.
Boom. Looks dope.
Looks fucking amazing.
Honestly,
really good.
Watching the trailer, and I've yet to see anybody make it, which is weird. Because I remember the Jungle Book one. Someone went through and took the first real trailer for Jungle Book, not the teaser with Scarlett Johansson talking, but the actual first full trailer, and cut it up with the animated one to show you the scenes and how they looked compared to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for this to happen because this looks just like they filmed it using the animated one. They're like had two screens set up and like, yo. DP,
move a little bit more to the left.
Make it look like this.
Okay, there you go.
Like, make them do this.
Yeah.
So I think it looks gorgeous,
and it does look like they're gonna have some of the music.
Yeah.
From the original.
Yeah, for sure.
Movie in it,
which we weren't sure of. We were doubting that was gonna happen.
Yep.
Just because Jungle Book didn't really. I mean, they only had the two songs.
They hit on the main songs that you wanted. Yep.
This looks like it could have more of them. Will Belle be singing?
Which is my question, too.
Maybe, maybe not.
Can Hermione sing? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, she's British, so what can't they do? I mean, really.
It's a good point.
We know Australians can't because Hugh Jackman and fucking Russell Crowe have proven that time and time again.
Really? Because Hugh Jackman is pretty big on Broadway.
Oh, yeah, no. Have you seen Les Mis?
No.
Yeah, no. Uh-uh. He can't sing.
Okay.
Russell Crowe, though, for sure. He can, but like, I don't know if it was that movie but
it's like the delivery for that one, but he's done the other stuff. I mean,
yeah, because I thought he could legitimately sing. I haven't seen any of his performances, but like, I've heard he can, you know, obviously he gets work.
It's true.
So he must be able to sing.
Every 4 years, he does something that's not a Wolverine movie.
X-Men-based movie. Can't just say Wolverine movie because
they're
all
Wolverine
stuff. Yeah, they should be.
It's kind of true, actually.
It's very true. Let's see.
Even the ones that wasn't everyone's favorite part of it was the Wolverine part.
Let's see.
They have a side-by-side breakdown of the teaser trailer, but they don't have the new one yet.
Oh, the other one where they show the house? Yeah. Yeah, I saw that one. I know what you're talking about. Speaking of Wolverine and Logan, I've yet to watch it because we all know that I don't want to watch Apocalypse. I did see the clip of him as Weapon X from it, which still... I have so many questions about that movie. I've only watched, like, 5 minutes of it, and I don't understand that fucking movie, but I'll get to that in a minute. They almost nailed the Weapon X scene. Almost.
Like straight from the comic?
Like straight out of the comic. Like right out of like Mark Miller's, but also like the Brian K. Vaughan one and like a lot of things. But the biggest one would be like, I can't remember who wrote that one, but the OG one where you have the crazy helmet on.
Which is the one I was thinking of. Yeah.
The one where you always see the pictures of when he has the claws popped out and he has the metal diaper
and the
crazy helmet on.
You say Weapon X, that's what I think of, yeah.
Straight, like, almost had that completely. The only problem...
Oh, boy.
...is you saw too much of his face because it had his eyes visible. It didn't have the red visor. Yeah. He wasn't wearing a metal diaper. And he didn't have a bunch of wires hanging out of him.
Yeah, real bum they didn't do the metal diaper. Come on, dude. You can't do a metal diaper.
Why not?
Because he'd be like, why'd they put like a Wolverine in a metal diaper?
So
like,
he doesn't fucking mess himself. A metal diaper is so much easier to change.
Sure?
Yeah, because you have like hoses plugged into it and it just goes out the hoses instead of like having to take it off and wash it and like wipe his bum.
It sounds like you've put a little bit too much thought into this.
Yeah. That's what I do. I think about metal diapers on comic book characters that don't ever really need to have them. Visually is all I'm talking about. Aesthetically viewing. But the helmet was very, very close. It looked more like the helmet after he takes the face part out, and it was like going around, and his hair was a little bit crazy. But yeah, so many,
always
like,
crazy. Come on.
Just so many questions. Like, I don't know. It doesn't matter. We're not talking about that.
Nope.
But yeah, Logan looks pretty dope.
Mm-hmm.
So far, watching the trailer on the big screen finally.
Yeah.
When we saw Doctor Strange.
Yep.
So we saw it in the IMAX, right? Yep. That's what we saw. Yeah. Yeah. No, that looks dope.
Yep.
I still wish, here in Arizona, we could watch Red Band trailers in the theaters.
Right.
Actually, I will say this: it wouldn't matter if we did, because the international trailer is the only Red Band trailer, and you never see international trailers in American movie theaters, so it doesn't matter. You guys want to talk about Guardians of the Galaxy a little bit? A little bit of news for it.
We already have.
Boom. All right. So I don't know why this didn't think of it before. So James Gunn just recently did a little interview thing about Guardians 2, Volume 2, as they say, and why Ego, the Living Planet, is in it, and shed a little bit of light on how the fact that he wasn't originally going to be in it.
Okay.
So James Gunn had the idea to use Ego in it and make it Star-Lord's papa. So he wrote the script, hinging on this quite a bit. Production starts. Guess who doesn't own the rights to Ego, the Living Planet?
Really?
Marvel.
Who does?
This is the bright light. So they start putting out the feelers, like, hey, who owns this? Fox. Little unknown fact is Fox and Marvel made a deal.
Right.
And that deal was to get Ego, but do you know who they had to give up or who they let them use?
Oh, it was some trade with Deadpool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Negasonic Teenage Warhead. Yep.
Yeah, that's who it was.
Boom. So that's how that happened, because at the same time, Tim Miller and the guys who wrote it, which I can't think of their names right now, said, hey, they had a different character. I can't remember who it was. I can probably pull it up. I'm not going to. We had this other one, but it didn't have the punch and something needed. So, like, hey, what can we do? And then that's when Marvel sent out the, hey, like, we'd like to, like, have this character. Is there something we can do? They're like, what do you got? What do you got in Volatile Teenagers? We got a chick who blows up. Yeah, no, we'll take that one.
Yeah. Why not?
Send her on over. You can have Ego. We're not going to fucking use him. So yeah, that's pretty interesting. I did not know that until just recently. So that's pretty fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Little fair play between Fox and Marvel.
Yeah.
Which is nice to see. Which brings my next topic.
Future trades.
And the fact that Simon Kinberg, the devil himself, has spoken up about the not so anymore rumored soft reboot of the X-Men franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And has straight up said that he wants to reboot the whole thing.
I am okay with that.
I'm on board.
If they do more deals with Marvel.
If, yes. Big word that Joe just used. If they decide to make a deal with Marvel and play along.
Otherwise, they're just rehashing the same shit in order to try and find the right chemistry.
Now, the other thing about this that made me drastically weary about it is he said he wants to there's two things. He wants to redo the Dark Phoenix saga because they didn't really get to do it very well.
No, they didn't.
And he was actually on board for that when it went over. So if you don't know the history of Simon Kinberg and Fox's deal, he started with the X-Men franchise with X-Men 3, which arguably is where it started to go down downhill super fast.
Yeah.
So it was the Brett Ratner one. By far the worst one and the worst they've done. Now, when I say that, is the worst one they did in that little run, because they had the first two, X-Men and X-Men, or X2, were Bryan Singer's babies.
Mm-hmm.
he didn't want to. He wanted to come back into the third one, but he got another deal with Warner to do the affiliated Superman Returns. Again, not his fault because he didn't write it. He just got forced into making a pseudo sequel. But they then rushed into production of X-Men 3 with Brett Ratner, of all people, because when I think, you know, superhero movies, I think Brett Ratner.
Right.
And Simon Kinberg came on as executive producer, and everything started to go downhill from there. You had his involvement in, you know, Days of Future Past and all those different ones. Well, first off, was First Class and the Wolverine movies. But the reason I bring up the writing part is he never really wrote any of the X-Men stuff. But he did do the rewrite and the re-edit of Fantastic Four.
Mm-hmm.
So the Josh Trank one, the one from last year, right? This year? Was it this year? Last year. When the fuck did that movie come out? This year, right?
Yes.
This year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
I want to say it was this year. I could
be
wrong.
It felt so long ago, actually.
I wish it was that long ago. So, yeah, it was this year. Yeah, it had been this year. So, A, not too trustworthy in his writing.
No.
Definitely not trustworthy in his decision-making.
No.
But he says he wants to write this time, which scares me.
Yeah.
Because Fantastic Four. He wants to start over fresh. There's a lot of rumors that he wants to use part of the cast from Apocalypse, the younger mutants, but like redo with a different Professor X.
Hence the soft reboot. Yep. Yeah.
So it's a reboot, but it's more of like on the softer side of a reboot versus like everything's fresh, like everybody's new, which I think is a mistake. I think she's just axed it all.
That way you don't have any connection to the previous series.
Well, the only reason you have to do it like that, because I... Like, myself, you can say, hey, like, these two, like, these kids over here, these three, like, young people, they can be this character. They can be this character for a long time. They did it. There's some potential there. I don't have a problem with saying, like, we're going to take them. They're going to continue to be that schedule, that character, but we're going to redo everything around them. I'm fine with that. The problem is... People are stupid.
Yes.
Hence why people are still confused why Christian Bale wasn't fighting Superman in the last Batman v Superman. You know what I mean?
And why Tim Norton isn't the Hulk anymore. Or why Eric Bana isn't the Hulk anymore.
Tim Norton?
Edward Norton.
Yeah, Edward Norton. Who's Tim Norton?
I was testing you. You failed.
I fail.
Yeah. The question, look, you should have just gone with it and be like, yeah, no, that's who he's talking about. Ed Norton isn't the Hulk in the Avenger movies.
Right.
There's also a reason why no one understands why there hasn't been a third standalone Hulk movie. Because they can't do that yet. We're so close. 2019. Come on, guys. So Mike's point is the masses are too fucking dumb to be able to differentiate that. So people automatically go back and be like, oh, I didn't like Apocalypse. I'm not going to like this because... You think it's a sequel to that,
mm-hmm.
which it shouldn't be. So just chop the head off of it and start fresh. Fry that bitch up and throw it in the fucking pantry and go about your business and start over.
Would you want them to try and link it into the Marvel series then?
No. That's the thing, is making a deal with Marvel, Marvel would want to do that. I don't know if they'd want to. They could do it like they are Spider-Man. But it's a lot easier to throw one character into the mix versus a whole bunch, because then it comes down
to character.
Yeah, like there's a whole thing of like why it doesn't, like Mike said, I think before with Spider-Man, when we first heard rumblings that Sony and Marvel were doing this deal before Civil War even, you know, sprouted its little head, is why aren't they a thing already? You know what I mean? Why haven't we seen them already? It's such a big world spanning, every inch of the globe touching.
New York City
type thing.
That's why I liked, you know, what they did with Strange. Like, he was just a doctor in this world, you know?
Yeah.
And he had to go and learn all of his shit.
Yeah.
He hit by cosmic rays and fucking, do you guys catch the Iron Man reference in Doctor Strange, by the way? I forgot to ask you guys. I've seen it four times. So.
Remind me?
Yeah, I remember.
It's a reference. It's if you're not paying attention, you don't.
Well,
you
first
won't catch
off,
it.
They have Avenger Tower.
You have Avenger Tower, yes. Yeah. No, this is a direct reference to Civil War, actually.
I'm trying to remember the movie because I've only seen it once. Yeah, I did catch a reference.
There's a few references. That...
So the one, other than the fact that, like, they talk about, you know, those things like aliens and blah, 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 is, and so again, it's a direct reference to Civil War more than anything else. It's an army pilot has a fused spine.
Yes. Yeah, that's what it was.
Which is Rhodey.
Yeah. So he's traveling in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I didn't even pay attention to that.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I didn't catch it until, like, the third time I saw it, so.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. I didn't. I the second time I went through it when I saw it with you.
Cool. Well, because he said, and it clicked for me, because he didn't really say, just say an army pilot with a fused spine. They said an army pilot with a fused spine that was involved in a experimental suit crash,
yes,
or something.
And that's
like
when
that.
I caught it the yeah. third time. I was like, oh, shit. Experimental hardware.
I just thought it
dang.
Was funny that they called it experimental hardware.
Well, I mean, technically it is.
Yeah. But at that point, it's less experimental in Civil War than it was.
Than you would think, yeah. But for
yeah.
the private sector, it would definitely be experimental. Because not everybody knew that Tony had a whole basement full of them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Because, you know, not everybody was out at that dock when they all exploded or shot out of the wreckage of his house. That is a throwback, kids, to a different movie. Doctor Strange is dope. Let's see. What else? They're redoing another fucking Green Hornet movie.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yay.
Who's in it?
Nobody's yet. It's just got a. Just
got announced that they were doing it. It yeah. did look like they were going to base it more off the comic books, if I saw yeah. it correctly, which will be interesting. So, no.
It's not going to be a link to the Seth Rogen one.
That's what I was trying to think of. I was yeah. like, who was it? Who, yeah.
So, we'll see how that goes, but it's in, like, early stages.
Oh, he's pointing at me.
Your buddy Dean Devlin of Stargate fame,
yeah,
has a new sci-fi movie he's working on called The Fantasy Countdown.
Really?
Or Countdown. I can't remember what it's called. Something like that. It's not on my list. I don't know why. It's a very new story, so I don't know why I didn't show up here, but whatever.
Huh.
So, yeah, so that was a fun little one.
Because he's supposed to be working on Stargate.
Well, that... So, that's the thing. When the collapse at Paramount happened... when, like, the shuffling around of stuff,
mm-hmm.
that was one of them. Because when Lionsgate started buying up all those properties and stuff, shit shifted around. And, like, so he got, like, shuffled along with it. And so that shit's probably in the development heck right now.
Ooh, I want yeah. to see Stargate rebooted.
You know, it could happen, but probably not right away.
Ooh.
They could put the new MacGyver guy in it.
And yeah, Ultron.
Oh my God! Imagine they just, like, reboot all of.
I want a shot for shot remake of the first movie, or the movie. I guess it would be the first movie because they did other movies, but the original Stargate movie, but with all modern actors that you could put in there.
No,
like,
I want
be awesome. New MacGyver's in there.
New MacGyver just redoes all of Richard Dean Anderson's movies and everything else he's done.
Is the new Richard Dean Anderson? They're like, yeah, no, not new just Richard. New MacGyver.
So
new you're
whole,
the new Richard Dean Anderson.
His whole career is just shittier versions of somebody else's work.
Yep.
At
least it's a career.
That's true. Making more money than we are.
Yep, combined.
Yeah.
Not Cody.
Go fuck yourself. your guys' average brings mine down. So,
because he's so rich.
So rich.
Actually. Cody is rolling fat stacks, son.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why I have to work every day. I think that's all I got. Anybody else got any? Movie-wise? Or just news in general? That is the wrong button.
No.
Arrival's good. We watched Arrival.
Arrival was really
super
good.
Fucking sad!
Yeah, it was a lot less alien, I should say, than I was expecting. Although I don't really know, going into it now, what I was really expecting. You know.
I don't know anything about it going in.
Right.
Other than, like, Hawkeye and...
You knew that they...
This chick speaks different languages. That's all I know.
Yeah, you knew that they encountered another species that came down, but that was really
but
it.
I didn't know,
so I don't know if
what
I was...
genre of movie I was expecting. That was the weird thing. I was like, is this going to turn into, like, a suspense, a scary movie, an action movie?
You will
and
say,
then it's just like, no, it's like a drama.
You have to say that it was pretty frightening to begin with when you saw, when you were being introduced to the aliens for the first time.
Abbott and Costello, for sure.
Yeah, because in the trailers, you weren't really shown them. So you weren't shown. And
yeah,
like,
the only
like
thing
Mike
you
said,
saw was
yeah.
the
But like, yeah, Mike said you didn't know what type of movie
thing.
This is going to be.
Looked,
is this going to be a horror movie? Is this going to be a drama? Is this going to be an action movie eventually where you end
the
up.
The sequel will be with, a will be an action movie.
But yeah, so like the first time that I saw the aliens, it was like, oh my God, is this going to like, is something going to pop out? Is something, you know, is this going to be a scary type deal? And it was at first. So you really empathized with the characters because they were scared shitless. You know?
I also like the weird, like the very, like the weird world they built within the, like the fact, like when they first arrived, well, spoilers, so go fuck yourselves. When they first show up at the base camp and they're wheeling a body through in a fucking
right.
hazmat like onesie, you're like they're both like the only two people who hadn't been there yet were Hawkeye and Amy Adams, so they're basically looking at like the
what happened
fuck?
To that guy
like
that guy.
What the hell?
Oh, some people just can't handle it like others.
Yeah.
And you're like, are you joking or
well,
is that?
But
like...
also, you, at that point, they don't realize they're going into the ship.
Yeah.
They think they're just here to study it, and like they don't know. And then they're like, no, like every eight, it was 18 hours, 15
every
hours.
Every 18 hours, yeah.
They get to go in. They're like, wait, in
there,
in there.
Yeah.
And everything had like a good explanation as to why things were the way they were in the movie too.
Mm-hmm.
Like they explain it to you. Like this is why you can only go in every 18 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not
why,
one of those things where
you know?
Just like it's not movie logic. It's actually like. Legitimately, like here you
yeah.
go, you know, this is the thing.
It's
so people
well
who
done.
Confuse plot holes for lack of actual plot can not complain that oh the plot hole about why Aaron wasn't with the other Ghostbusters. I will fucking slap the taste out of your mouth. Anyways, I watched the extended version of Ghostbusters, by the way.
How was it?
It's actually really good.
Better?
It adds a little bit to it, but it doesn't change the story any. Like, a lot of people online are like, oh, it changes everything. It makes it better. I'm like, no.
Sometimes
like
I get annoyed when the extended version changes. Like
there's,
the whole...
like I was saying to Joe, I think it was.
Or like an alternate ending fucks something up.
So there's no alternate ending. It still ends the same way. Everything goes the same way. The one scene that threw me off wasn't that much different. It was a line change that threw me off. So when they go into the haunted, the house at the beginning, you know, like, so you see Zach Wood's character get attacked by the broad, you know, like the door opens, he runs in there, goes, oh, fuck, the stairs fall, he gets attacked, right? So when the Ghostbusters go there for the first time to get the encounter, and they're in there, and Aaron, like, steps in the goo, and he's like, oh, very funny with the door, right? And then you see the glowing from the door, and they're getting ready to, like, see it the first time, and Holtzman's holding the Pringles and eating them, and Aaron looks at him and goes, how can you be eating at the time like this? And the regular, the theatrical version, she says, you try to deny these parabolas of salty something or other, or
salty
parabolas, right?
Or something like that, yeah.
In the extended version, she doesn't use big words. She goes, you try to say no to these, or something like that. I was like, wow, hunt. Like, in the theatrical version, it's so science-y, like you would think Holtzman is the entire time, because the entire movie... Everything she says is very scientific in the way she explains stuff.
Yeah.
Except for when she saw my funny things, and I noticed this this time when I watched it, when she talks to Aaron or Leslie Jones' character Patty, she's very sciencey to it. But when she's talking to Melissa McCarthy's character, she just says just normal stuff. Like the grenade thing.
Oh.
Yeah. She's like, you know, she explains what it is. Like when you throw it, it's kind of boom, like a poof. But it's like, well, why? But she's in the, all right, I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
But yeah, so the thing that got me is like, and I don't know why, it just threw me off because I loved that line from the theatrical version because it was so sciencey. And then this was just like, salt, you know, salty little wonders or something. I was like, well, that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
So it adds a little more character building, I guess you could say. To Aaron's character, but nobody else really. You find out Aaron has a pseudo kind of like boyfriend character that's in it,
but he wasn't really.
Does it wasn't
important to the story?
Yeah, he didn't
so he
change
kinda,
how it works.
You did say that they added more toward to the dance scene at the end, which actually
yes. So
was,
the if you've seen the theatrical version during the credits, you see a dance sequence happen,
Which that's supposed to be in the movie, right?
It is an extended version. It's in it.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. Because...
You know people would have complained so hard about that, though.
Well, because they're fucking douchebags.
Yeah.
But the best part about it is, it actually plays so well in the movie because you see why like he's doing certain things, and you're like, oh, shit. And all he's literally doing, the only reason he has a dance scene is he's waiting for the Ghostbusters to get there. Like, you find, like, you're like, oh, shit. Because there's a line in the theatrical version where he says, oh, just like women, always late, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The reason he says that is because he's using the army to make this dance sequence up. He's doing it just so they can get there. He's just waiting for him. So he's, like, amusing himself. But the other thing that got me, which is weird they cut out, was the scene where Miss McCarthy's character gets body snatched Rowan. There's a whole monologue that he has with her. And during that monologue in the bathroom... ectoplasm is spilling out of her nose and her ears and fills the bathroom up. Yeah, it was a really bizarre ad, but I think it would have worked better to be in the movie because he breaks down his plan that Aaron figures out from the book in her apartment. So he tells her, so to me, having that cut out is technically a plot hole from the theatrical version because somehow they already knew it. But you don't know why.
Yeah.
But Melissa McCarthy, who obviously when she's being possessed by a Rowan and is in her, has a conversation with him, and he tells her what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the reason they know what's going on with the hotel before Aaron gets there and explains it to him.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was very weird. I was like, oh. Because she figures it all from his copy of their book that she had, that they took from his apartment at the hotel, or workspace in the hotel. I don't know if it's the apartment or not. But, yeah, so interesting. So if you like the Ghostbusters remake or reboot or the new one, whatever you want to call it, I highly recommend watching the extended edition because it adds some pretty cool stuff to the movie.
Cool, cool.
Yeah.
You watch Extended Suicide Squad yet?
I have not watched
Neither
it yet.
Neither have I.
I mean, I pre-ordered it, so it downloaded. But I haven't watched it yet. I'm behind on a lot of stuff.
I think I'm
going to
watch it tonight.
Boom.
Yeah.
But other than that, that's all I got. Anybody got anything else?
No.
Boom. That's it for this week's Comes Naturally. We are
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody, and as usual, you fuckers just came naturally.
Undertaker.